Hello, and welcome to our reflective service for February. We are glad to be sharing this time with you wherever you are, and we hope that you're keeping well and looking forward to brighter days and the gradual easing of lockdown restrictions. We're sorry we're a bit late in getting this recording out to you. We were aiming for Valentine's Day, but as the film title reminds us, love is a many splendid thing, and for us as Christian believers, that is certainly true, and not limited to a day, a week, or even a month. As Christians, we want to celebrate the love between parents and children, between family and friends, between those committed to each other in marriage. But above all, to the deep and undeserved love that God has for each one of us and the selfless love he calls us to have for others. Through our hymns, prayers, readings, and through Ralph's talk, we want to focus on some aspects of the theme of love. You may remember that last month I invited you to suggest any hymns or psalms you might like us to include in these reflective services. Shortly before her final illness, I was chatting on the doorstep to our dear friend Elizabeth Millard, and I asked her which hymn she would choose. Her reply was immediate: "Now thank we all our God." And so it seemed especially fitting that we should begin this time of worship by singing that great hymn of thankfulness to God, the God who has done wondrous things and who blesses us with countless gifts of love.
Wondrous things have done in whom
let us just pause for a moment, continuing in thanksgiving and remembering before God the things that we can be thankful for. And now some words from Scripture. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness, O Lord. You, Lord, are forgiving and good, abounding in love to all who call on you. See what great love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we might live through him. This is love, not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. We don't know very much about the writers of our hymns or the circumstances in which they were written. But when we do, they can help our understanding and appreciation and speak into our own lives, even through their sometimes obscure and dated language. George Matheson's lovely hymn, O Love That Wilt Not Let Me Go, is one of these. George was born in Glasgow in 1842. A very bright child, he was admitted to Glasgow University at the age of 15. By the time he was 19, he had graduated in classics, logic, and philosophy with first class honours. By the age of 20, he had a master's degree in mathematics, physics, and astronomy. A formidable candidate for university challenge, you might think. But then a double but linked tragedy struck. His deteriorating eyesight led him to becoming completely blind. And as a result, his fiancée broke off their wedding plans, saying that she couldn't contemplate being married to a blind man. Despite these cruel setbacks, George was determined to pursue his calling to Christian ministry. With the help of his siblings, he went on to study divinity, Hebrew, and church history for his Bachelor of Divinity degree. George went on to successfully pastor two churches, write books, and lecture. He was even invited by Queen Victoria to preach at Balmoral while she was staying there. But it was during one of his pastorates that George wrote this hymn. It was the evening of his sister's wedding. He was 40 years old, and she had been a constant and great support, looking after him, reading and writing for him over the years. He described that during that night he was overcome with great anguish. Maybe his sister's wedding brought back all the disappointments of his own life, for after his fiancée rejected him, he never married. We don't know if that was the reason, but he wrote, "Something happened to me that night, which was known only to myself, and which caused me the most severe mental suffering." The hymn was the fruit of that suffering. It was the quickest bit of work I ever did. I had the impression of having it dictated to me by some inward voice, rather than working it out for myself. It came to me like a dayspring from on high. George Matheson was able to discover, as can we, that in life's disappointments and dark times, we are held by a love that we can cling to, a love which holds us when we are too weak to hold on ourselves, a love which is life-affirming and life-giving.
The theme of our prayers today is love. Heavenly Father, we reflect now on your constant love for us. From before we were born until we depart this life, your love and care for us never fail. In the Psalms we read, "Your eyes saw my unformed body, all the days ordained for me were written in your book. And even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and staff, they comfort me. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life.
Father, we want to thank you that you gave us earthly families and communities where we can feel valued, supported, encouraged, and cared for. Thank you for all those special individuals in our lives who have reflected your love to us in so many different ways. Parents, teachers, carers, friends, and soulmates. We do pray especially for those who in recent months have lost family and friends. Father, comfort them in their great loss and remind us how we can continue to support them.
Help us to live lives full of gratitude for all you have given us. May our lives reflect to others the same love you have shown to us. May all our thoughts, words, and actions be influenced by your love for us. In our dealings with others, may we demonstrate kindness, patience, perseverance, and encouragement. When we are inclined to impatience, pride, thinking badly of others, bring us to our senses, remind us that such attitudes are wrong, and fill our hearts with love. Grant us wisdom and insight, so that in all our dealings with others, they would see the love of Jesus reflected through us.
During this pandemic, our lives have changed so much, and it can feel more challenging and difficult to keep in touch with those that we really care about. Father, give us strength and courage as we seek to maintain contact with the special people in our lives. When we're feeling low, remind us to call upon your love, which knows no boundaries or restrictions. Your word reminds us that love is patient, and right now this is something many of us are struggling with. Father, you know how we long to see others face to face, to pursue shared interests together that bring us joy. We ask for patience with ourselves, in our dealing with others, and towards our leaders in government. May they make decisions that are in everyone's best interests. Thank you for the acts of kindness that we receive from others. As we grow weary and tired of winter and the restrictions on our lives, we ask that you will reveal to us new ways to show kindness to others. Looking to the future and our hope of a time when we can meet to worship and pray together, may all that we have learned over the past year help us to be a more loving and caring community of believers.
We end our time of prayer with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen.